My name is Jennifer Watkins, and I'm the president for the National Inuit Youth Council.
Okay, and what is that?
It's a youth council that represents the northern Inuit youth of all of northern Canada. And okay. We have board of directors from each region, and there are four regions, from Nunatsiavut, Labrador, Nunavik, Nunavut, and Inuvialuit region. And we come together to come up with ideas and different ideas from other youth from their regions to come up with solutions or comments of how it would be to better the young people's life in northern Canada.
Yeah, and I guess, like, obviously a big thing with today is the suicide awareness and prevention.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on... Well, it was my first time joining it last year because I was elected as president last August, August 2010. And I've been a youth advocate for the last 4 years back home from Kudjuak, Nunavik. And it's very... I've been going through ups and downs, but I really like it because I'm dealing with young people and their perspectives, and I understand them and they understand me. So... But we still have a long road to go through, and because there's a lot of problems in the north, and a lot of them unfortunately lead to suicide with depression and alcohol and substance abuse, so I have to live with that every day because I'm in the north, and I have to try to do something about it, or I'm not going to walk around blind, right, and ignore it. So I've decided I'll try to do something, and I try my best to talk to young people. And now I worked at the Health and Social Services Network back home, and to try to inform the governments and our leaders that there is a problem. There is a problem that we can't ignore anymore of alcohol, substance abuse, depression, mental problems, and we can't just let it go on anymore because it's killing all of us, and it's draining a lot of people. So.
And you said you like talking with young people. What are they saying about?
A lot of young people. I've worked a lot with young people, and a lot of them are shy, right? So they're quite shy at first, but when they get to know me, or when I get to speak to them, and when I'm open about it, they just say, "Yeah, it's a big problem. The biggest problem is alcohol and substance abuse. Addiction is killing the North, and." We need facilities, we need rehabs, we need mental health, and we need workers to deal with these people that want to get better for the betterment of their children and our children and the young people around all of us.
Yeah. Now, I think a lot of problems like addiction, mental health, like thoughts of suicide, a lot come from pain?
Yes, a lot of it come from pain, and all different kinds of pain that he or she was or is going through, and we'll never know. We'll just never know why, because we don't know why. Because I'm a very good prime example. I had a stepdaughter that just committed suicide in May, and I know she had problems, and her loved ones around her did the best we can to help her, but we'll just never know why, and we have to come to an inner closure sometime in our life, but I don't know when it'll come.
Sorry.
We can continue.
I was going to ask in terms of programs that like, how is it just up to the governments that they have to come up with money or provide
For their programs and facilities, it's up to the government. They have to come, they have to give us ideas, they have to help us, give us money. And we always hear, right, the North is so expensive and there's no cost to a life. So I highly suggest the Health and Social Services, the provincial level, local level, and federal level, that we have to do something. You have to come up with programs that meet our needs and our culture and our language so that we can work together to make a better future and to fight this combat of suicide all over the place, left, right, and center. And if there is facilities, I'm sure a lot of us would be here today.
Do you feel that these different levels of government listen to the problem, listen to, like, your council or to the...
I don't think so anymore. I know I'm not supposed to lose hope, but I don't know. Not now. Not now. One day, right?
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just want everyone to know that there is hope. We can't run out of hope or we're just gonna die, right? But I want the governments to know we have to do something, right? They're the ones in power. So they're the ones with the money. They're the ones with professionals. So you can come and speak to us locals and we can work with each other and figure it out together. Because we can't do it alone anymore. So we need their help.
Thank you.
Thank you.